CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Well, we got sent an interesting package to the radio station. And look,
we get sent in things and we appreciate that.
Can I say, because we give away a lot of free stuff, tickets and all sorts of cool stuff, we like free stuff too.
Everyone loves free stuff.
If you want to send a bit of free gear.
All right, well, don't ask for it.
To Bree and Gawndy, whatever you got, I'll take what you got.
Well,
I'll have a look at anything.
So someone messaged the Instagram a couple of days ago.
Yep.
And it was from a company. What's the company called?
It's called Bindme. Hang on.
That's not what it's called.
Oh, sorry. They're the two different packages.
Geez.
Well, you tell me. Here, have a look. What's the company called?
Oh. Well, it's got an RR. Red Room.
Red Room. Okay.
Red Room. Unlock your deepest desires.
Let's just say it's very
by Joe.
50 Shades of Grey style stuff. So someone messaged the Instagram page and said, "Hey, do you mind if we send Bree and Gawndy some stuff?"
I message back.
Yeah, of course.
Saying, yeah, send it in.
I thought it was fake tan.
I thought it was hair products.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was. And I looked at the Instagram really quickly, like their Instagram, the Red Room Instagram, and it looked like, I don't know.
Good looking people.
There was like a lot of bottles and like
scents
and stuff. And I thought, oh, it's stuff for your hair.
Okay. And then we opened the package together at work yesterday. And inside the package, very generous of the guys to deliver it to us, is some... a blindfold and some...
ooh, some oils.
Oils.
And some massage oils. It says...
yes.
Dear Bree and Gawndy, please enjoy these beginner kits complimentary from the team at System Joe. Okay, so that's the...
System Joe. There you go. Thanks, guys. What have I... I've got some desensitizing oil over here.
With the release of 50 Shades Darker, I thought these might be a fun talking point.
Have a look at this blindfold. How am I going?
Not bad.
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah, you've got a big head though. You might need the extra large
size. I'm peeking out the bottom. Chain me to the bed and do bad things
to
me, Bree.
Can I share a story with you? Yeah. I've never been one to use this kind of gear.
Okay.
But one of my friends told me a story where she said her and her boyfriend one night, her dad used to be a cop. And he had all these old pairs of handcuffs in their house, like ones that he had used over the years and kept.
Okay, so he used them on the job,
yeah,
but then he was keeping them for the ladies.
No,
oh.
He was just keeping them as a memento of his time through the years in the police force. Anyway, he kept these, he had all these different pairs and they whipped out this old pair of handcuffs and they decided one night that they would use, it's a real pair, like it's a dead set real pair of handcuffs. Anyway, she said he has put the handcuffs on her and it was kind of in the moment and it was all like fast and just whacked these handcuffs on her.
It's a little bit weird that it's her dad's handcuffs.
I know.
That's a little bit strange.
A bit strange.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, when it came time to get the handcuffs off, he realised he didn't know where the key was.
The boyfriend didn't know.
The boyfriend goes, I don't have the key. Anyway.
Surely that's the number one rule of a handcuff. You don't go into it without
knowing. I know. What an idiot.
I would have tested it with the key before putting it on.
Oh, well, that ruins the mood.
Just hang on a sec, babe.
Hold on, wait. Let me tinker with this for a second. Hold on.
Very safe.
Yeah.
Very safe.
Looks
Let's
good.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've called the dad. How embarrassing.
Oh, no. His daughter's strapped to the bed.
I know.
Oh.
Well, it was just on her wrist. So it was just
still,
the handcuffs were on her wrist.
How do you explain that
to
your dad?
The dad says to them, "I don't have the key for those anymore. I lost it years ago because these are super old handcuffs." And then they started to panic because one of the handcuffs on her left wrist was so tight, her hand was starting to go purple.
God.
And then they were like, okay, they looked up YouTube videos on how to pick a handcuff lock with a bobby pin.
Yep.
And they got the one off the right wrist, but the one on the left was so tight they couldn't get it off. They had to go down to the police station and ask if they had a spare key for this particular kind of handcuff.
So she's still chained to the bed or is
no,
she got, okay,
so
she's off. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought
so
they
one,
left her there and went down to the
off,
police station.
And then
okay,
on her left
right.
hand is still the hanging handcuff. Walked into the police station and they've just put her handcuff on the counter and said, "Oh, we need some help with this. Do you have a key?" Anyway, apparently down at the police station, they were all killing themselves laughing. And they go, that pair of handcuffs is so old, we don't have a key.
So they cut it off.
They had to hacksaw that thing off.
Mate. Never again.
Let's just say they didn't
last very long.
Yeah, actually, they broke up not that long afterwards.
I bet the dad was like, that guy is out of my house.
I don't want him in my house at all.
Can I just say, what do we do with these boxes? What do we do? I mean, we've been given the gift.
Let's give them to someone in the office.
Well, I was thinking, I mean, you took your mum to the movies. Does Mama Di, for God's sake. Does Mama Di want this bondage kit?
Say that word and my mum in the same sentence.
Hey, well, look, who knows?
Oh, that is a nightmare if I ever did hear one.
Okay, someone in the office then.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Big news in 2018 for you. It's a big life moment. You're getting married. It's happening. You're going to be an adult and all that.
Yep.
And your engagement party's in April.
Coming up.
And we had a conversation in here the other day, and as everyone who listens to this show might not have heard before, I am on the campaign to become a groomswoman in your wedding.
Unsuccessful campaign.
No, it's going to be successful. It's only just started.
Mm.
Don't be negative.
I'm not.
I'm bringing good ideas to the table.
All I'm doing is just letting you know how it is.
No, I'm telling you how it is. I deserve to be a groomswoman. I'm going to suit up for your wedding. It's happening because I'm bringing ideas like this to the table.
What do you got?
The other day, our boss, Yammo, was in the studio and he's like, oh, you need to set up a registry for your engagement party.
He's all about the registry. He really wants me to get some great gifts. And I said, oh, I thought that was just a wedding thing. I didn't think it was an engagement party thing.
I think you look greedy.
Yeah.
If you're doing engagement, then you're doing wedding. And then,
Gift is optional, but I want one.
I've got one, a registry that you need to set up that I think is a good one and it's not being greedy. It's a good idea. This is what you get when I'm a groomswoman. I help with stuff like this. I bring these ideas to the table. It's a Domino's wedding registry.
Yep.
It's a great idea. And I think you should do it.
Okay.
So what it is essentially is Domino's, the wedding registry works like others. You simply, couples log on or anyone who's coming to your wedding, mm-hmm. you set it up for you and Jamie. I can do it for you if I'm your groomswoman. And I'll create a profile for you and Jamie with the items that you want. And every couple comes as a standard Domino's gift card. So anyway, there's all these different options on the registry that other people coming to your engagement party can purchase for you.
All Domino's related stuff.
All Domino's related. Do you want to hear them?
Interesting. Okay.
Right, the first one is cater the bachelorette party gift card. So essentially it's intended for pizza during the bachelorette party, which you know how they get.
Yeah.
When you come home from a hen's night, you need some pizza, you're just looking after Jamie. You're looking out for her and her girlfriends.
Okay.
Right? Then there's also Dancing with My Slice, which is a gift card intended for on the night. Have pizza at the wedding.
Oh, that'll go down well.
Seriously.
I'm cool with it, but yeah, some guests are a bit nose stuck up in the air and I don't like a buffet. I don't like pizza at a wedding.
Oh, who cares about those people?
You've got to do a fancy sit-down thing to impress people these days at a wedding.
Oh, who wants a la carte or a filet mignon when we can have pizza?
That's what they expect
I say get Domino's to cater the wedding. That's a great idea there.
I tell you what's not great on a hen's night, though.
Yeah.
Meat lovers. I don't want to hear no meat lovers on a hen's night.
Oh, all girls on a hen's night loving
meat
lovers.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's pretty much a hen's night.
I want to hear vegetarian on the hen's night. Just veg. No meat. No meat.
No, there'll be lots of meat, trust me.
I know there will.
An excuse not to cook gift card. And then this is for married nights. You know, you're going to get married and there's going to be tough times. You're going to fight over who's cooking, who's cleaning up. If you register for the Domino's wedding registry, there'll be no fights because you'll have these gift cards in the bank and just say, let's get Domino's tonight.
How often can we do that, though? How many nights a week can we do that?
At least three.
At least, okay, that's not bad. Three nights of the week, Domino's.
When you're married, you know, stuff can go south.
All taken care of. Okay, so people, they contribute money. So rather than give money to us
they
to help pay for the wedding and go on a nice honeymoon and that sort of stuff, Domino's have come up with this great idea where the money goes directly to them and we conveniently get their product.
Yes.
That is a great idea, Domino's, for Domino's. Not so good for us.
You get pizza in return.
I want money.
What would you rather? A trip to the Bahamas or pizza? I know what I'm picking. It's pizza every time.
We are two different people. I'm off to the Bahamas.
Pizza for me.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
One of our favourite Aussies, of course, is Ray from A Current Affair.
We all remember Ray. He said they came bounding, over.
They came bounding over.
And we thought, what can we do with Ray? Because we had Ray on our show. He was a great chap.
Probably
we love Ray.
Probably one of the best dog impressions I've heard.
Exactly. It's hard to top. And then we thought, how about we just, you know, go
ask
a little something.
Ask him a big topic.
Yeah. What does Ray say?
What does Ray say? We need to get his viewpoint on some of the big topics. What do you reckon, Ray?
Morning, Ray.
Good morning, Bree. Good morning, Gaunzi.
Here he is, your legend.
We want to know what you have to say.
And what sort of stuff do you get up to throughout the week, Ray?
Well, I'm doing what a lot of grandparents are doing. They're going over and helping out their offspring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're getting used and abused by their children.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
As babysitters, am I right, Ray?
Yeah, that and household chores and shopping and you name it, we do the lot.
The whole deal. You just keep them away from those dogs, Ray. You know, keep them away.
You protect them.
Hey, so we wanted to just have a chat to you about some of the big things from the week and just get your take on it, Ray, because you are a character. And did you get a chance to see any of the Patriots win?
I'm not exactly sure what Super Bowl is. Is that that American gridiron game thing where Lady Gaga takes a leap of faith?
That's it.
I love it,
that's
Ray. What do you reckon of Gaga? Did she do well?
She did fantastic, didn't she?
I loved her. I thought she was great.
Just the mic drop, Ray, and the jump off the stage. Just really...
Flying through the air,
the whole deal. You know, she cried after that performance, Ray.
Did she?
She certainly got a lot of faith in her fans.
Doesn't she?
She does. Hey, Ray, I needed to ask you about massive news this week with Beyonce and Jay-Z announcing that they're expecting twins. What do you think?
Well, look, the only thing I've got to say about that is that I just hope for their sake that the twins sleep at the same time.
It's tough work.
Well, you're pretty much going through parenthood again, babysitting the grandkids, Ray.
Yes, yes. That's all right. We don't have any twins in the family, but I can sympathise with the parents that do.
Hey, Ray.
Especially the grandparents.
I bet.
News has just broke, Ray, that George Clooney has announced that they're having twins as well. Are you a George Clooney fan?
Well, sort of. I like some of his movies, but some I'm not too keen on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they're all these ageing stars they're going for, aren't they?
Who do you reckon are going to have better-looking twins? Is it Beyonce and Jay-Z or George Clooney and Amal?
Oh, I think probably George Clooney and Amal.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Prediction from Razor.
All right. Yeah. Ray, good to catch up with you. I mean, quick segment's a good segment, and we'd like to catch up with you on a more regular basis if you're up for it with your segment. I mean, we know your nephew lives on the Central Coast, and you gave him a shout-out last time, and he loved it.
Yeah, Brendan, yeah. He loves it, yeah.
All right, can we lock you in for a chat each week for What Does Ray Say?
Yes, please do.
All right, it's done. Ray on the show.
What does Ray say?
Nice work, mate.
Apparently that remix of that song is going to go viral, Ray.
Viral? Oh,
yeah.
Again. Second time running for you.
Twice viral.
I guess this is the time now that Psycho Dogman signs out.
Psycho Dogman out. Even has an out for it. You're a legend, Ray.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We want to kick off something new this morning. Give it a go. We always in this job have to, you know, scour the news websites and look through everything and read headlines. And you always come across stories that you're like, I don't care.
I would say 9 out of 10 stories I see.
What, you're like, why is this in the news? No one gives up.
Exactly.
You know?
Which is why we're doing this.
I don't give a sh** news.
Oh, we are saturated with news in 2017.
Most of it we don't care about.
Yeah, exactly. So
essentially what we're going to do right here, guys, is everyone's grabbed a news story that you think isn't very good.
And you got to sell it to the rest of us.
You got
to
sell it like it's a big deal. Like it's good news. This is why they're reporting on it, all right?
Kick into it, Bree.
Okay, I'm going to kick it off. Guys, I can't believe we haven't talked about it this week. It's massive.
Yeah.
Huge. Literally massive. A man over in England has claimed to found the world's biggest bran flake in a cereal box. It's huge. I know. It's massive. It measures 14 centimetres by 10 centimetres. And he's now, I know, hold on, wait. It's big. but he's now trying to fetch $1,600 on eBay for
it. Wow.
Huge breaking news there, guys. I don't know how you're going to top that.
I don't know what this says about me, but I'm actually kind of interested in that.
It's a brand flake. Rap producer.
Even the cereal is boring.
Yeah, it is boring, isn't it?
That's so true.
Yeah.
Who eats brand
anyway? One.
My nan ate brand to stay regular.
Can you just give me...
They're the only people eating brand.
Can you just give me a size of the brand? Like, what, is it 50 cent piece?
I said 14 centimetres
by
10.
Yeah, I'm trying to work that out.
So it's about...
That's huge.
Simple minds,
that is a big piece of brand. That is
so far, I'm winning the news segment.
News.
All right, I've got something for you guys.
Yeah.
This is big. Now, mine's more down the celebrity road because a lot of the celebrity stories I really don't give a about.
Yes.
But this is huge. Needs to be reported on this morning. This is breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman, back in 2005, 12 years ago, he played hard to get. 4 months he didn't talk to Nicole Kidman for. That is breaking news this morning, guys.
Wow.
Can you believe that? 4 months. Keith Urban didn't talk to Nicole Kidman.
Amazed.
No, seriously though.
Holy, how is this not all over the TV?
Headline reads, Keith Urban didn't call Nicole Kidman for 4 months after they met.
Get it on a current affair.
News.
What do you got, Rach?
All right. I think mine's the best, guys, just saying.
Is it a good story?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So you know the Cash Me Outside girl?
How about that?
Right? Everyone knows her.
Yes.
Perfect Valentine's Day present, guys.
Okay.
What's she got?
She has teamed up with Pizza Slime to deliver your Cash Me Outside merchandise. T-shirts. Phone covers.
Oh, that is big.
Could you imagine you leave a T-shirt on the bed for someone, Valentine's Day, and it says, Cash Me Outside. How about that? You look out the window, boom. He's standing there with like a rose and a guitar. Perfect Valentine's Day present.
Again, I don't know. I am so bored. Again, I don't know what it says about me, but I'd written that down to actually talk about Cash Me Outside.
Oh, wow.
So, you know. How about that?
Nah. And that is all the news
we don't give up about.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're on a mission, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. One of my favourite missions
ever.
You and I have ever been on.
The Time Zone Night Hall. Took on Time Zone in Tugra last night.
Oh, the Time Zone Nighthawks.
Time Zone Tugra.
Shout out to the guys, weren't we?
Kids galore, all ready to win the giant slinky. We were there for one thing, Bree.
And one thing only.
And one thing only.
Slinky, 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 slinky.
We wanted to win the slinky. Now, Time Zone, they're going through a big revamp at the moment, trying to, you know, get with the times, 2017.
And they're saying Time Zone's getting more and more popular. That's the stats. That's what they're showing. And Time Zone Tugra is a great place to go. Big shout out to Tracy and the crew down there.
Loved it.
Thanks for having us.
Didn't the kids like it as well?
I couldn't believe how excited some of the kids were, but then I couldn't believe how excited I was either.
There was one game of Deal or No Deal going down where the kids had just gathered round to see if we could win these tickets.
God, that was good.
And one of the guys that was there last night, 12 years old, his name
He was
Nick.
MVP, I'd say.
Do you think MVP?
One of the MVPs of the night.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, guys.
How you feeling after we won that big slinky last night, mate? Wasn't it good?
Great.
Oh, geez.
Is it better than any grand final you've ever played in for sport, Nick?
Yeah.
He's just waking up with that winning feeling.
Can you imagine going to school and saying, guys, I don't want to big note myself.
I was MVP at Time Zone
last night.
With Bree and Gaunzi.
What was your favourite game last night, Nick? Which part did you enjoy the most?
My favourite game last night was probably the basketball.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun.
Because you're a basketball player, aren't you, Nick?
Yeah, I played reps.
Can I just say, Nick and I went head-to-head on the basketball game. He had so much technique and he absolutely whooped me.
I became Nick's card guy. So when I rocked up there, you came straight up to me, didn't you, Nick?
Yeah.
And then all throughout the night that we're there, I had Nick by my side going, Gaunzi, can I play this one?
Hit me up with the card.
Gaunzi, can I play that one?
Because you, me and Rach had the cards. I was running around so much last night. I just had sweat curls all through my hair. I was a sweaty beast.
Oh, well, we took on Time Zone in Tuggera and we won, Nick, so, you know.
Hey, Nick, yeah. I hate to say it, but I did beat you in air hockey.
Yeah.
Have to be a rematch, maybe.
Devastation.
Look at me, just celebrating the win against a 12-year-old.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
One last thing we didn't tell you about last night.
What?
We actually need the money for the games. So if you've got
we spent a lot, and we kind of need you to pay us back.
If you could cough up any cash for last night,
do you have
be
any
great.
Cash on you?
No.
All right, well, we're in trouble. We are in trouble.
We're kidding, Nick.
All right, well, look, it's a show slinky now. We've got the big slinky, good to go. So that has become our new trophy. We need to mount that thing from Time Zone.
Oh, can you imagine mounting that on a trophy thing?
We need to mount it. And, I mean, when we went over to the big stairs outside Lone Star in Tuggera there, the little outside food
court. We had a crowd.
Thing, yeah, I mean, there was one point where we're at the top of the stairs and we're trying to push the slinky down and we're chanting for the slinky again. You know, we're all like,
slinky, 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 slinky.
And I looked around and there was people looking at us going, what the hell are they doing?
I was sitting at the top of the stairs, like blocking the whole stairs, and I've turned around. There was these guys our age, and I've literally looked at them and they've looked at me and just went, what the hell?
They are two grown people.
In amongst a bunch of kids. This doesn't make sense.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
A guy we've been looking to get it on our... We've had him on our show once before, haven't we?
We had a fake Brad Fittler.
I thought we then got the real Brad Fittler.
No, we were trying to get him, but we never ended up getting him on.
NRL legend Brad Fittler on the show right now. Morning, Brad.
Morning, Brad.
Good morning.
We've just got a little confession to make to you.
Sure.
We don't know how you're going
to
take it.
Last year, Brad, we were meant to have you on the show because we love a bit of Brad Fittler.
Of course.
Things didn't permit. Things got a bit confusing and there was a couple of times where we tried to get in touch with you and we never ended up getting a hold of you.
Yeah. So what we thought we'd do, Brad, is get
bag the shit out of me.
Well, a little bit.
No, actually.
I reckon that's how it rolls.
No, not at all.
Our producer, Rach, she was the one who was trying to organise things.
Big fan.
And it got a bit confusing and we thought, let's stitch her up and get a fake Brad Fittler on.
And then we said, mate, if you could just really ham on the fact that there's been a lot of mix-ups and kind of go hard on us... On us, Brad, and this is the audio from the show. Have a listen. This is a fake you, actually.
Now, listen, I've been stuffed around by your producer on so many occasions.
Okay, mate.
I'm serious, guys. No. Pass the message on if you have to. That's how I feel. We're not doing it.
No worries, mate.
Okay.
So
that's what happened yesterday.
Rach.
Yep. I've got no words. I have got no words for that. Like, that's really upset me.
Oh,
I hope that's not real. I honestly hope that that's not real because that does not sound like Brad Fittler either.
It's not. It's our mate Dickie.
Oh, I hate you!
So, look, we felt bad.
She would never believe that you'd be that rude, Brad.
Yeah, well, pretty good.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's given our mate Digby the seal of approval.
Oh, our mate will be happy to hear that. No. He'd be very happy.
I'm going to take that attitude on board.
Now,
what are
we
talking about? Come on, let's go.
Hogs for the homeless, mate. It's on tomorrow. Harley Davison here on the Central Coast and big fan of these guys. They always are a big part of our show. But what's the go tomorrow? This is something that you guys do every year for the homeless.
Yeah, huge fans. Watto and the gang at Central Coast Harley. So we're up there at about 10 o'clock for a bit of a sausage sizzle and just sit on our bikes and try to look really cool.
Yep.
Might be a bit hot for the leathers. So anyone who's inclined to wear leather around, you might want to leave it at home tomorrow.
You've really picked the day, haven't you? 40-odd degrees.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one.
It'll be nice. Yeah, it'll be nice riding. Yeah, the sitting's going to... that won't be too good. But outside that, this is our fifth year... And doing the Hogs for Homeless and just getting around. We give every kid a footy and we get around and we just basically try to talk about, especially the kids, about being grateful and the reality of some people's lives and teenagers. And we talk about Father Chris Riley and what he does to teenagers. And we talk about the reality of homelessness. But, you know, the key, one of the real key messages is, you know, get into sport, get into a team. You know, one of the, the big things they find, if you get, you know, if you feel part of a team, then you're less likely to fall off the bandwagon, as to say. So
it's like a second family, Brad.
Exactly, exactly.
Have you noticed this is getting bigger and bigger each year, Brad? I mean, you're in your fifth year now. Obviously, more and more people get involved, which is great to see.
Absolutely, and this is, you know, New South Wales Rugby League really have allowed us to do this. You know, it's all the most of their employees that we take on the road. We've got Blocker and Ciro this year, Danny Badiris, Tim Brasher.
Is Menzies in there?
For a little bit, Steve Menzies.
Nice.
How cool is that? Can I just say?
How good's the Beaver?
Yeah, I mean, if you're
How cool is it just riding around with all these rugby league legends?
Exactly.
Like, not only are you cool because you're riding around on Harleys, but you got these legends that are involved as well. So I love it.
What's the deal? Can anyone get involved in the ride, Brad, or is it more about the barbecue afterwards?
We tried that the first time. As on tomorrow or the Hogs for Homeless ride?
As of tomorrow, for tomorrow.
There's not much of a ride. We're just going to lob there and just sit around and say hello to everyone.
Right,
but,
okay.
The ride is... We did the first year, we invited some people to go along, but we found it sort of makes it quite a little bit more dangerous and a little bit harder, you know, numbers on motorbikes. So we just try to bring a bit of joy everywhere we go. We've got some, doing some good things this year. We're heading out to Walgett, and the people who do all the grass at the huge stadiums, Evergreen Turf, they are going to give Walgett a brand new footy field. They're ripping up their old one and lasering it and putting a brand new field on.
How good's that?
Which, it's awesome. And Oak Milk have jumped on. We're going to initiate three women's competitions in Coffs Harbour and Wagga and Dubbo, and we're going to fit them out with all their gear. And so, it's just growing nicely where we don't have to do as much work, but we can give a lot more sort of punch.
Exactly. Mate, it's great to see, and honestly, get involved tomorrow if you want to get down and hang out with these NRL legends.
It
Harley
is a great
Davison,
cause.
Mans Road, West Gosford. Get there tomorrow, and they
bring
put
your
on a
Harley
barbecue.
Along if you want. Parking up there at Harley Davidson. You can all compare Harleys, Brad.
It's always a good
That's
turnout.
I've got a street glide. I've got a street glide. I'm just going to hoon up the freeway on my street glide.
I love it.
You'll be cruising, mate. And just quickly before we let you go, we've got the NRL Legends game on tonight in Newcastle. What's your take on the NRL Legends tonight if we're going to be watching that game?
You got the World All Stars and the Indigenous team. I'm going to back the Indigenous team there.
I'd say the
more,
same.
Easier motivated. And you got Jonathan Thurston. Their side's been playing there for a couple of years, actually. While you look at the World All Stars, a lot of fresh faces there. So, but it should be, you know, should be a great crowd, great celebration for rugby league and, you know, the Indigenous culture and community. So.
Yep.
Watch on TV. We normally try to have a bit of fun with it, so it should be entertaining.
Nice. Well, plenty of stuff to cover this weekend. You got that on tonight. You got the Hogs for the Homeless tomorrow at Central Coast. Harley Davidson.
Weekend's planned.
I might bring my bike down tomorrow and catch you there, mate. It's going to be great.
See you there.
Awesome. The real Brad Fiddler.
Leave the leathers.
Oh, mate, I don't have any leathers.
He'll be wearing his short shorts, Brad.
The underwear.
I got my butler's chaps I might wear.
Not great.
The real Brad Fittler here on CFM. You're a legend. Thanks, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Need an update on how our February is going, which is, the fundraiser we're doing at the moment for February, where we're growing out our leg hairs.
The hairy canaries.
Yeah, the hairy canaries. The girls, they're getting involved to raise money for domestic violence in Australia.
Great cause.
$130.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Hey, every dollar counts.
Exactly. Every dollar counts. And we're donating, right?
Yeah, so we're going to donate it to We Care Uniting in Tookley.
And they do lots of work around the coast helping out ladies in need.
So they help out a lot of people. They do help out with food and blankets and things like that, but they also actually help directly. They have caseworkers that come there that do directly help with women that have been
Amazing
victims of
stuff.
Domestic violence.
How do we drum up some more cash? That's what I want to know, because $130 is great, but we want more. Damn it.
Well, our boss hasn't donated yet, so we need to ask him. Mama Di said she'd donate some money.
How much?
She's on board. Oh, probably.
Doesn't matter.
100.
Okay. 100?
Oh,
wow.
I'm just guessing.
Rolling in it.
Yeah, no, she's rich. We have been copping some flack around the office.
For what?
Apparently.
Did we send a group all out to everyone?
We did send a group all out. What's the GoFundMe page, Rach?
It's got a weird link. I might just chuck it up on our
Facebook page?
Yeah, because it's got Facebook a weird page. Link. But basically it's called Bree plus Rach's February.
Okay.
Okay. Look, if you're listening to this right now, donate some cash.
And yeah, what's the donate some office? Cash. Cressy,
yes.
Replied.
She's in charge of all this charity-based stuff.
She is, and she said she thought it was disgusting.
The hair?
Yeah. She goes, you could have picked a better way. And we tried to explain to her, it's like Movember. Why is it a big deal?
You didn't start the charity. You didn't start the idea. You just jumped on board. I mean, you know what I mean? So
it's already been created.
Take it up with the February.
I did whack my leg up onto her desk and said,
can I have a look?
What's wrong with that?
I haven't seen it yet.
All my hairs are blonde.
That's not so bad.
Can you see them?
Not really.
I can't really see them either.
No.
Yeah, they're not that bad yet. You don't want to see my underarm.
Are you doing the underarms as well?
Well, I just, to be honest, haven't got around to...
Can I have a look?
I don't have any hair under my arms anyway.
Neither. Oh, that's not that bad at all.
I've got like three.
Yeah.
Mine's worse than
my
that.
My underarms are like your beard.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Like three.
My underarms are pretty scarce too. Rach, have you got underarm hair?
Yeah, let's see
let's
it.
Let's see it. Come on.
Go on.
So bad.
Facebook
Whip it
Live.
Out. I'm not Facebook Living it.
Take a photo. Come on. Show us the hair under there.
Pretty bad.
I already caught a glimpse. Sorry.
Did you? Show me.
Oh,
wow, we're videoing that.
Decent, Rachel.
I expected hairier.
It's only been 5 days.
We're only 5 days in.
Okay. But any other areas we should be checking? Nope.
My back's pretty hairy.
All right, look, donate.
Please donate.
Get on board.
It's a great cause, yes. And as we said, all money is going to ladies in need.
Running till the end of February, Harry. The Hairy Canaries here at sea. Nice work, ladies.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Bree and Gaunzi. We clear app rap.
That time of the week, Jack's here. Morning, Jack.
Morning, guys.
Good to see you back in the studio again.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
I'd love it if you dated a girl named Jill. I know that's the worst joke ever, it would be brilliant.
Hadn't even thought about it.
No. Yeah, there's a lady at work. Tax chat.
Yeah.
Bree's favorite segment.
Here we go. Let's get into it. This is the juicy stuff.
You're an accountant, so yeah. I like it. Yeah.
There's a lady at work named Jill, and the Jack and Jill jokes run wild.
I bet they never get old. They'd run wild at the tax office.
Any sexual tension? Between you and Jill?
No comment.
How old is she?
She's middle-aged.
Okay, she's a cougar.
She'd be flirting with the cute young Jack.
She knows he's a rapper. He's got the cred, you know.
He's got a segment on CFM. Yeah. She knows what's up.
The older gals like it.
Let's have a chat about what we're putting in the weekly wrap this week. I mean, yep. Super Bowl was huge. Yes.
It was massive. Lady Gaga, is she in there?
No.
Oh!
Shout out now.
Okay.
Throwing shade to the Gaga. Yes. What about AFL, women's AFL? That's kicked off last weekend. That's been massive this week.
Ed Sheeran in Australia.
Yep.
Yes,
we'll
that's
take
huge.
That. Madonna's twins.
Yeah.
That
she's
gets a
adopting
run.
The four-year-old twins.
It could be a response to Beyonce having twins, maybe.
Hmm? She's trying to one-up Beyonce.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, it's the feud of the decade.
Starting some...
What Queen Bee does, people follow. Yes. So even Madonna. And the floods in Sydney as well. There was those floods that happened during the week with all the...
The flash flooding.
Exactly, with the rain. Did you see that big hole at the front of the house?
The sinkhole.
The big sinkhole.
Yeah, Malcolm Trumbull's house.
Malcolm Trumbull.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's what Trump called him. All right, what's the beat this morning?
Bruno Mars, That's What I Like.
That's What I Like. Brand new stuff
from
Bruno.
I like this song.
All right, let's do it. Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap. Rap here at sea.
All right, our favorite ginger's in town. And no, that's not Pauline. Ed Sheeran rocking the rooftop, serenading our country, I mean. Who could have foreseen flash flooding up and down the coast, I see. Sinkhole near Trumbull's house, that's not that's all obscene. Have you heard what's the word that Madonna is adopting twins? Could be cause of Bay and Jay. Not afraid to work it and twerk it, get back into the public sight so the fan could say, hey, I don't know, could be speculating, but she's doing good, I say. Wait, Super Bowl, upset and total wings were consumed in the millions, wait. Falcons blowing the lead in the patch blueprint to succeed. Creating a dynasty, something hard to believe. That's B-L-I-V-E, having stopped celebrating. Gronkowski, Tom Brady, but it is good to be. AFL Women's League, still a lost weekend. Good luck, all right. Much respect to invest, the best. I'm feeling blessed, and it's great to see this sight. That's a weekly rap. Through the mic, I'm Jack the Rapper. All right, another week gone. Good morning, good night.
There he is.
Jack the Rapper.
Jack the Rapper.
Thank
well
you.
Done, mate. Nice work
Jack
as always.
Jack and Jill.
Went up the hill to see... I don't know the rest of it. Do you know the rest of it?
To fetch a pail of water.
Yeah. A pail of water.
Yeah.
I think so.
Who calls it a pail of water?
Bit of a lame rhyme, actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
Weak. We know what happened with Jack and Jill after that, though. They got it on.
They were brother and sister.
They did not get it on. They did definitely did not get it on. As with Jack and the lady at the accounting firm.
Yeah, different story about them.
Jack, have a great weekend, mate.
Thank you, same to you.
We'll catch you on our Saturday show tomorrow.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.